It'll be Yeager and Sims to jump it up. Chesterton in the yellow jerseys, white numbers trimmed to maroon. Warsaw in the white jerseys, orange numbers trimmed to black. Up she goes. Sims wins the tip. Back to Parrish. We're underway. Outside the lane, Furmanic. Now he'll back it away from Parrish. Into the near corner, Casper drives outside the lane, picks it up into the far corner. Oh, look out, Carson Gould. Wow. I didn't know Carson was capable of hitting a guy that hard. He ran into Casper in the corner and picks up a personal foul. First foul on either team in the game.
As you notice, Chesterton good with ball fakes right there. Carson gets faked out by a ball fake and ends up running him over.
Yeager tracks Furmanic all the way out near the timeline. Now trapped in the corner is Casper. Down in deep, Furmanic, a whistle, he traveled. Turner gives the ball back to Warsaw. Half a minute into game number two. Warsaw won the JV game 44-26. Chesterton won the freshman game 30-13. Left side, Martin. Heckman to the right for Carson Gould. Out to Yeager, open with space. Out of the right side, Carson Gould. Now he'll throw it across to Jackson. Back to the near side to Martin. Martin dribbles to the middle, then back to the right off of Yeager's screen. Martin picks up his dribble, and he threw it out of bounds. He looked confused from the time he got the basketball.
That entire possession, it kind of looked like everybody was confused. They never swung the ball over to the other side of the floor, and they got it stuck on one side. And when you do that, Chesterton just stand there, and they don't have to move.
Guest above the three-point circle now for Furmanic to Parrish. Now Tyler will back it out, throw it around to the right. Guest down to the baseline. Casper all the way in, blocked by Yeager off the inline and out of bounds. The student section filled with elementary-aged children. Any of those yours?
One of them is mine, and he's already been warned that he's representing the school and the community there, so if the quieter he could be, the better.
Inbounds, Furmanic leans in. Yeager got a piece of that, but he also got a piece of arm and picks up his first personal foul. Second against the Tigers. Free throws coming up for the Trojans. It'll be Furmanic to shoot. He's a good free throw shooter, 76%. Chesterton, very good as a team, 77%. First free throw is up and no good. You're welcome. Talked him into that one. Well, you think about 77% as a team, that is really, really high. Second one up. He missed them both. Rebound grabbed by Heckman for the Tigers. Heckman up the near side of center. Back to the foul line, in the lane, back out Carson Gould. He's surrounded. Ball tipped away. He went back out and got it. Carson looking for Jackson. Finds him on the right wing. Now he'll dribble to the elbow. Spin back to the baseline. Shoot it up and no good. Rebound grabbed by Sims for Chesterton. Still scoreless. We played almost 2 minutes. Guest out to the top. Sims now around to Parrish. On the block, Furmanic. He'll wheel around and score. Furmanic with his first two. 2 minutes into the game, Chesterton has a 2-0 lead.
And learned his lesson right there. Instead of going straight up against Luke Yeager, they go across the way where they can use the net to protect the basketball.
Heckman drives the block. A whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called. And Heckman's going to the free throw line for two for the Tigers. And the foul is on Furmanic. That's his first. We'll say this about Mark Urban. He's a really good coach. He's really smart. He knows what he's doing. And nobody that we see in our tour of the season is on the officials more from the before the whistle to start the game to the last whistle of the game than Mark Urban is.
I was just getting ready to say that, and the gentlemen that we have today, including Ron Day, aren't going to listen to it all day because they're going to probably have a sectional championship game to work as well.
Ball tipped away. Warsaw gets the rebound. Gould for three, no good. Rebound tipped off the end line, saved into Sims. So Heckman makes one and misses one, and it's 2-1 Chesterton. And here come the Trojans. Guest across the line, near side Parrish. Out between the circles, Furmanic. Now on the right side to Guest. Off a high screen and roll into the corner, Sims against Yeager. Sims takes him in, shoots it up, missed it. Rebound. Tip by Jackson Golden. Grab by Jackson. He'll run it down the middle. Bouncing back door. And a whistle and a foul called. Martin with a good catch. And he was hammered on his way to the basket. And free throws are coming up for the Tigers. They call the foul. There's no number two out there, Brian. How about three? That'll work. Owen Guest with the foul is first. Martin at the free throw line. Warsaw's best at 84%. The first one's up and good.
That was an excellent pass by Jackson. He threaded the needle on a bounce pass across the lane to Brandt. And as good as the pass was, the catch might have been even better because he threw it with some pace to it and Brandt was able to corral it and try to finish, but luckily he got fouled.
Martin has tied the game at two, and he's put the Tigers ahead 3-2. Warsaw with their first lead of the contest. Pressure in the backcourt from Carson Gould against Owen Guest. Guest now to Sims. Hands back to a new guy in there. That's Logan Picorni. At the top of the circle, ball dribbled off the foot of Guest. Tigers diving for it anywhere, everywhere. And a whistle, and Martin ends up tying up Sims. Held ball, air belongs to Warsaw. And that's, we saw a lot of that in the last 11 minutes of the game the other night.
Well, notice right there, Drew Heckeman's the first to the ground, and that includes two Chesterton players that could have went down. Drew said, you know what, I'm going after it. He dies and ends up getting it to poke loose, and then Brant Martin comes in, gets the jump ball on Justin Sims. That's the type of effort plays that you need to give you an extra possession against a good team like this.
Jackson Gould in front of the Chesterton bench, drives the baseline, cut off by Owen Guest, out top Martin. Head fake on Sims, got him in the air, takes it all the way in for two. He got Chesterton all out of whack. They were all looking for people to block out. 5-2, Tigers by five, or by three. They've scored the last five. Touch pass down to the baseline for a minute. Leans in on Bricker, who just came into the game, and a foul called. Jackson took a whack at it. Bricker was there also. It is on Jackson Gould, his first. That's three against Warsaw here in the opening quarter. Furmanek back to the free throw line where he missed two earlier. Free throw up and good.
Down there at the other end, Brant Martin gives up a ball fake from the perimeter that gets Justin Sims, who is a leaper, off his feet so far that Brant's almost finishing the basketball before he lands, which gives him an opportunity to get to the basket uncontested. That's a patient play by Brant. He has just improved in that area all season.
Furmanek makes both. He's got 4 points, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. 5-4 Warsaw, 4:20 left to play first quarter. Heckman left wing, brings it out to the top, hands off to Trey Davis, who also is in. Heckman on the right with a head fake and a drive to the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Martin in the right corner for Jackson Gould. Back out to Heckman. Heckman spins to the baseline side. He'll fall and fire and miss it. And the rebound's tipped by Sims and grabbed by Chesterton. Furmanek ahead to Tyler Parrish. Now he'll lob it down to Furmanek on the right side. Down to Sims, posted up on Bricker. He'll put up his own head fake. He puts it in and a foul. Sims lost that ball in midair and tipped it toward the basket and scored. And he lost the ball because he got hammered. Bricker with the foul, his first.
Well, and the worst setup on that is, you know, Bricker gets switched off on Sims. He gets the post feed. You want to get that foul. You're going to get that foul regardless of what happens. You already know that. But if Luke can get him on the ground and take the ball out under, that is preferred. And right there, they let him get elevated, and it could have either been Brant or Bricker that got the foul there, but instead you're going to give up a three-point play.
Elementary kids down there waving their arms, trying to make Sims miss, and he missed. Sims misses, and it's out of bounds, or it's a Tiger ball, trailing 6-5. 3.5 minutes left to play here in our opening quarter. Trey Davis right wing, out top to Martin. Martin hands off to Jackson Gould, back to right, Bricker. Bricker closely guarded, into the corner from Martin. Out to the wing, he'll bring it out and hand it off to Heckman. Heckman spins the foul line, backs down in, throws it out to Bricker. He'll back up for three, no good. Rebound Sims for Chesterton. In transition, here comes Guest. Nope, check that, Parrish. Parrish across the line. Cole Snyder's into the game for Chesterton. Sims gets away from Heckman for a moment. High pass, good catch down there by Snyder. Into the corner, ball tipped, look out. Mrs. Doty, the cheerleading coach for Warsaw, That ball went right past her girls and right next to her. Sims will get a break. They bring in Nathan Nix, a 6'5 junior. Martin and Heckerman out for the Tigers. Jaeger and Carson Gould back in.
Good job by Jackson to get a deflection there. They were trying to get him to commit to the drive, and that way they could get Parrish an open three, and he kind of fainted at it.
Parrish into the right corner for Snyder. Snyder back out to the timeline for Parrish. Off a screen to the right, got around the corner, shoots up off balance, missed it. Tipped by Jaeger, tipped back in by Davis, grabbed by Jackson Gould for Warsaw. In transition, Carson Gould finds Davis on the block. Back to Carson on the wing, drives into a double team. Now they dump it down to Jaeger in the lane. He'll lean in and miss it. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Guest for Chesterton. Lobs a pass up the far sideline to Parrish. Underneath, ball caught by Nix. Shot it, missed everything. Trey Davis, the rebound, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Parrish, and Warsaw gets the ball back.
What a wild 45 seconds of basketball that was. Down there, Luke Jaeger makes a good post move. I think he could have dribbled one more time and got an angle at the backboard, but instead he goes to the middle. Still a good move, and down here, Warsaw's hands are very active on defense, getting deflections.
Bricker right wing, one dribble, picks it up, throws it in the right corner to Trey Davis. Davis will bring it out. 2 minutes left to play first quarter. Warsaw trails Chesterton 6-5. Gould directing traffic. Jackson, fakes and drives in and missed it. Rebound tipped by Bricker off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Chesterton, Picorni. Across the line goes Nix. Nix bounces to the right. Guest down to the baseline. Gets past Jaeger, out the other side, out top. An NBA three by Parrish is good. His 39th three-pointer of the season, 9-5 Chesterton.
Well, and I have no idea how there wasn't a foul down there. The Jackson got hit so hard from behind that the guy behind him fell, which was Guest, and they go away with no foul call down there, and then Parrish makes him pay on this end.
Jackson Gould left wing, 1:15 left. Carson Gould at the top, down the lane, in the corner, Jaeger, wide open, three-pointer is good. He had seven through about six games. He's still at seven until he made that one. Now he's got eight, and he's got Warsaw within one.
And if he can knock down those shots, that adds to the offensive arsenal because then that people can't cheat off of him and really go inside against our drive.
Snyder, right wing against Carson Gould, out top Nix, now to the near side for Picorni. Picorni dribbles to the top, 45 seconds left. Parrish weaves his way through traffic, kicks it out to the right, Guest for three, Carson Gould the rebound. Carson will hit the brakes and throw the ball back to Big Brother. With 35 seconds left, and Warsaw now with a chance to take the lead at the end of the quarter. Carson Gould out near the scorer's table. Drives to the middle, got the foul line, picks up his dribble. There's Jaeger in the corner again. This time he'll fake it and pick up his dribble. Lob it out top. It's tipped and will go out of bounds. In the backcourt, Warsaw maintains possession.
Right there, Luke decides to just take one dribble when he wasn't really pressured. Once you take that first dribble, you have to maintain it and create space because then after you pick it up, you're susceptible to pressure, and that's where he tries to skip the ball all the way across the floor and it gets deflected.
17 and change left in the first quarter. Jackson Gould across the line, bounces back to Carson between the circles. Now they trap him. Left side to Heckerman, who's back in. Across to Jackson Gould for three. Good! Jackson Gould rings the bell, his first basket of the game, and a 60-footer at the buzzer comes up short. Warsaw on Gould's jump shot takes the lead after one, 11-9 over Chesterton. We'll start quarter two after this 60-second break on News Dial Warsaw.